only one design of base, about 11 lines down. Amalei Rav Acha Bereid Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi Mirabona Nishma L'Rav Akiva. Why don't we learn from the Rabbanan's approach how Rav Akiva should learn, and therefore we're going to have a question. Lav Amir Rabbanan Hai Mishra Slitin Tam Keker Mikan Atal Don Chol Yisrin Shabbatara. The Chavim learned out Tam Keker from Nazir to everywhere else. So therefore, the more asks, the Rikiva Nami Kamukim Le Lahai Mishra Slaheta Mitharf Le Yisr Lema Mikan Atal Don Chol Yisrin Shabbatara. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Akiva says had to be tarif lister only by Nazir. So why is it only by Nazir? Why don't we learn out from Nazir to everywhere else? Okay, so Amar Leim Yishum to have Nazir bechatish shnei ksumim abayim keechod v'chol shnei ksumim abayim keechod ein malamdin. The Torah writes the same halacha in two places, and the two places could be derived one from the other, so one of them is extra. So the Torah in general doesn't repeat itself and write the same halacha twice. If we could rely on learning from A to B or B to A, so the Torah doesn't need to write A and B. If the Torah wrote A and B, that's called Kshnei Ksumim Boim Kecha. The Torah wrote two places both teaching the same halacha. So what it's telling us is A and B and nowhere else. Because if it just wanted us to make a limud from A to everywhere else, or from B to everywhere else, just write A or B and stop there. If the Torah wrote both, the Torah wants us to say only this place is and nowhere else. Now that's actually a machlokes Rishonim. In Tosis, whether Sheikh and Rashi and Tosis, well, Sheikh Sumon Kechot Eim Alamdin tells me, it only tells me don't learn from here to somewhere else, but if I have other types of limudim, I can make the other limudim. Or it's actually a miyut only here and nowhere else, and you can't make any other type of limud either. Right? So it's just. One of the rules of how to learn from in the Torah is Mamasinu. So if the Torah wrote something in place A, I learn Mamasinu everywhere else. No. So this tells me, don't make Mamasinus. So I can't learn from here to everywhere else. But if you have some other source of a limud, you could do that. Or it's exclusionary to the point it's saying specifically here and nowhere else, and it's a me at nowhere else. That's the Machlokes B'Sharnim. But for our purposes, we have, if you have Hetem Yitzar for Lister by Nazir, and by somewhere else, it's only by Nazir and nowhere else. And only these two places. So what's the other place? What's the Kshnei Ksumim Kechod? Nazir Hodemar. Nazir is the one we already said. And Chatos, so he said that's Nazir and Chatos are Sheikh Sumon Kechot. So where does it say by Chatos the halacha of Hetem Yitzar Fli Yisr? So the Tanya, so you learned it in Braisa. It says by Chatos, Kol Asher Yigal B'Bsaro Yikdosh, that if something touches the meat of the chatos, it gets the same dinim as the chatos, which means you can only eat them within the time frame of the chatos. If another food touches the chatos, and let's say for our purposes now we'll say and absorbs from the chatos, so now there's a little bit of chatos in it, so it has to follow the time frame of the chatos. The chatos can be eaten that day that the shkita and the following night. And afterwards it becomes pasul. So this pasul that now absorbed from it is eaten that day and that night, and it can't be eaten onwards. So if you have it, have pasul of shlomim, which can be eaten, let me say, from a day, a night, and a day, and it touches the pasul of the chatos, it's now limited in its time frame. It can't be eaten the following day. Okay. Now, so So Yochel Afila Shulay Bola. I would think that maybe it just touched, even if it didn't absorb any flavor at all, any of the chatas flavor. So it's still going to be, yeah, there's a gzeres kasev that it gets the dinner of chatas, could touch the chatas, that's it, maybe that's enough. Talmud Lomar says, Biv Sora, Acha Yivla Biv Sora, till it actually absorbs into the flesh. Okay. Now, the pasuk says Yikdash. It gets Kol Sheyiga Bipsora Yikdash. It gets becomes holy. That means Aliyos Kamoya. It gets the same din as the Chatos. Shim Psula He Yipasul. Vim Kshera Teochel Kechomer Shabbat. So, if it's Pasul, it gets the same din as the Chatos. That if the Chatos is possible, so this item now absorbed from Chatos is possible. If it's kosher, it's not, it wasn't possible. It's eaten with only within the Chumrah of the time frame of a Chatos, which is the more stringent time frame. Okay, so that's the Braisa. Now, where do you see in the Braisa Hetem Yitzarf Le'Isser? So the assumption is that if it had been that it absorbed a kezayis worth of tam, so what do I need this new drasha to tell me that it gets the same din as the chatas? Of course it gets the same din as the chatas. There's a kezayis of tam of chatas there. So it must be there's not a kezayis of tam of chatas, and still we're putting these dinim of the chatas on this item. But there isn't a kezayis of chatas here. So it must be Hetem Yitzarf Le'Isser. So I'm going to make an assumption which I didn't see in the Rishonim. Like that, I mean, if you're discussing Yisurim, you don't need a Kazayis to have Isser. Chatzis is also in the Torah. So we're saying, the case has, if there's a Kazayis of Tam, I don't need to give the shlomim baser, the baser shlomim that did a chatas. Forget it, it's not like a chatas, but there's a kazayas of chatas here. Okay, so mostly the case is there's not a kazayas of chatas. We say, well, so why does it get din of a chatas? Because there's a half a kazayas of chatas, also has din of a chatas. Right? So the more saying that there's only half a kazayas of chatas, it must be had the mistar for the yisr. So if you see by chatas, had the mistar for the yisr. So I'm just asking, maybe Het is not Mitzarif Le'Isser, but the dinim of the Chatas are transferred onto this item, because there's a half a Kazayas of Chatas. I think the Mor is assuming that the dinim apply to the point that if a person would eat it, would get Malkus. So Mor says, well, how can I get Malkus? If you tell me that the dinim of a Chatas applies to the Basar Shlomim now, that if a person would eat it on the second day, he's over the Isser of Noisar and he's Chai of Malkus, / Chorus, there wasn't a kezayis. Say if there was a kezayis, of course there's a din of that's the din of Tom Kaker. So it must be the case there wasn't a kezayis, and still he's Chayiv Malkus. How can it be? It must be Hetem Yitzarf Le'Isser. So I didn't see the Rishonim speak out that the limits from the din of Malkus. That but if it's just from the Isser alone, we pass in Chatzis Shir also min Torah. So it would be Usher anyway. I think it means from the Malkus. So it comes out that you don't want out from Nazir to call Tarkula had to be Tarf Lisser because a Sheikh Sumam Kachane Malamd. Okay. Zatimura now. Rabbanon, what was your idea? Srihi. Now, the rule of the din of Shteks Oman Kechen Eim Alam, then it's only if A can be learned from B and B can learn from A, or at least A can learn from B, then one of the two can be learned from the other. So you say, well, if one can learn from the other, and the Torah wants us to use this as a source for a mamatzin, so why did I write the other one? Just make a mamatzin, indicating that you're not supposed to make a mamatzin over here. But if I can tell you a reason why you cannot learn one from the other, you can't learn A from B or B from A, so then they have a question. It's like Sheikh Sum Boim Ke'echad. Boim Ke'echad means that they're both coming, teaching the exact same thing, but if there's some reason why you cannot derive one from the other, it means they're not Boim Ke'echad. They're not really teaching the same. The result is the same, but the process is different, because each one has some type of chumra or some reason why you can't learn from one from the other. So the whole logic of Sheikh Sum Boim Ke'echad doesn't apply if there's a pircha in the limud from A to B or B to A. Okay. The Gemara says, no, you cannot learn chatas from Nazir or vice versa. Dikos Rahman Gabi chatas, the Torah would just write chatas, which is what the premise of Boim Kechon is, just write one and learn out the other one from it. If the Torah would just write chatas, Havamino Nazir Li Osimine, Shim Nazir Mi Kachim Li Yafinin. You cannot learn Nazir from Kachim. The halachas of Yisuri Nazir will not be learned from Dinei Kachim. Okay. So I cannot learn out Nazir from Kachim. So the Torah had to write Nazir. So what's your question? So just write Nazir, and then I'll learn out Chatas from Nazir. So the pasuk of Chatas is still going to be an extra pasuk. Because of Rahman Gabi Nazir, there's some way that Nazir is more chomer, that I would not learn al-chatas from Nazir. The Torah answers eating the pit. Now the pit is not edible. So that's quite a chiddush in Hilchas Achila, that Nazir, the Torah, is being so machmer that even the something which is not edible is also to eat. Therefore, the Torah is also machmer. It had to be starfli iser. But everywhere else where it doesn't have that chumra, that even inedible things are osir, I would say you cannot learn out from those. And there's not be starfli iser. So even chathis cannot be derived. Hilgoloyasimenei, I cannot learn chathis from nazir. So now the Torah had to write chathis, the Torah had to write nazir. So it's not sheikh zon boim kechon. So now you can still learn out to everywhere else. So,
it's not a case where they're old enough and they're it's got to be that they're all counts. If you can accept that
okay, one second. Now the Morris says, so now we're back to, if that's true, that we're back to our question, why doesn't Rabbi Kiva learn out had to be tarfal iser to all these serim shibatara? Rabbi Kiva omar lecha, now why do you need both? Bishlam ikasa rechmona chatas lagamar nazimina dechulim ikachim lagamrina. That I give you. And generally have a rule that the Torah's approach to kachim is more chomer. And you cannot learn out from kachim to chulim. So the Torah wrote chatas, I would not know nazir. That I agree with you. Alat rechmona ben nazir. But the Torah could write by Nazir and learn out Chatas from Nazir. The Ha'kol Yisur Shibatara Kogamiri Min Nazir. There are other halachas which we do learn from Nazir to everywhere else, and we're not bothered by this question of Chartzin. And you, the Rabbanan, agreed to that. The Gemara in Kulin, the Gemara in Kulin says that we actually learn the Shir of Shishim, the Bitl B'Shishim from Nozer. The when you give the Nozer at the end of his process brings a shlomim, but normally the chaz of a shaykh of the shlomim go to the kohen. By Nozer, besides the chaz and the shaykh, the zeraya, the foreleg also goes, the right foreleg also goes to the kohen. But the Torah says you only remove that after it's been roasted together. So the zeraya is also for the zor to eat, but it's going to be roasted together with the rest of the animal, and then take it off and give it to the kohen. So why aren't we worried about the time of the zeraya affecting the rest of the animal? So the more sick because it's in a bittul. And the Gemara makes a cheshbon that the relationship of the zeraya vis-a-vis the rest of the animal is shishim, and that's why it doesn't affect the rest of the animal. So the Gemara learns out the din of shishim from Nozer. So why do you learn the halachos of shishim from Nozer? Nozer, you're saying, is an extraordinary din. Teretz is that if the Torah came along and asked once you have a din of achila, we have a rule that achila only applies to things which are edible. When the Torah is writing the Isser to start with, the Torah tells me the Isser is eating grapes and cutting hair and going mimetam the mason. We say, I think it doesn't make sense why the Torah should ask for that. I mean, that's what a nozer is. So part of a nozer is not eating the pits of the seed, the pits of the grapes. That's the Isser. So that's not a chumrah in Hilchos Achila. In other words, once I have, the Torah said, nevela, the Torah doesn't say, and even the bones. I say, well, I think even the bones. No, bones are not included because they're not edible. And we learn out bones and the hooves and different things are not included because they're not edible. But over here, the Torah says explicitly, this is the Isser. So the Torah wants this to be the Isser. So I can't, as a kasha, say that that's a rye, that's a chumrah nozer. That exactly is what the Torah answered. Like any Isser of the Torah, first have to define what the Isser is, and then we'll discuss whether it has chumras or not. But once the Isser of Karatzin, which the Torah says explicitly, is not an extraordinary din. It's like any din of the din of the Torah, any one of the mitzvahs. It has halachas. What exactly are the parameters of the mitzvah? After that, we get involved in roy, not roy, etc. But the first stage, you don't discuss roy. So that's not a pirkei. Okay. So Morris says, okay, so what do the Rabbanan do with that? Rabbanan, Amar Lecha, they say back, Chatas lehatim mitzarif liyisr. You're right. Chatas and titu hatim mitzarif liyisr. And chulam mikachim lagamrinan. I mishras litin tam keikir. Mikanat adon lechol yisr and shibatara. The Chama learn out Tom Kicker from Mishras, and they Taka learn out from there to everywhere else. Rabbi Kiva, Tavarla had to be started for the Easter, Bahabul Shaykh Zumbam Kech, or Hoshim Zumbam Kech, and Imlam. Okay. Let's see the rush. Omele Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avya, Rav Ashi. Michti. Let's think. Rabbi Kiva, Sheminalei, Be'isr Nozer, Hatem Yitzarif Le'isr. Rabbi Kiva holds Hatem Yitzarif Le'isr by Nozer. Ubishar Yisuri, Le'ari Midi. And Rabbi Kiva did not say what he holds everywhere else. But Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, because you're a shibat Torah, you don't have to be sarf yisur except for nozer. So the Rebbe reported, the Amr called you a shibat Torah, ain't have to be sarf yisur, kutz miyasur nozer. So Mora says, min oleho. Why? How did Rebbe know that? Why don't we say the same way the Rabbanon learn out Tom Kicker from nozer to everywhere else? Rebbe Kiva learns out it had to be sarf yisur to everywhere else. So why did Rebbe assume in Rebbe Kiva not like that? We learn out from the Rabbanan that Hatim Sarfli Yisr, we, Rabbi Yerchanan, we're asking, should learn out the same way that according to the Rabbanan, we learn out to everywhere else. According to Bekeeper, you learn out to everywhere else. And say Hatim Sarfli Yisr is everywhere. Shouldn't have Bechat, as a Nazar, Beis, Ksum, Abom, Keachod, Beim, Alamd. Okay. Now it says Shim Sula he Achatos Kigan Pigle Noiser. If the Achatos already is puzzle, either it was Pigle or it's Noiser not ready. So the Shlomim now is puzzle. Nim Cheri he Teachel Kichomer Shabbat. Hachir Sina Rebbeinu Chanan. That's the Gersa of the Rebbeinu Chanan. So example Shlomim be a Mishan. Shlomim on its first day should not get Achatos to touch the Achatos. Okay. So it cannot. Shlomo normally can be eaten a day, a night, and a day. And and now that it touched the chatas, it's limited. It cannot be eaten. Only it's only eaten a day and a night. V'im yom sheni noga b'chatas. Now, it's lost in the Teochel Kachomer Shabbahen. So he has to give his Chomer Shabbahen. The Chomer of both of them. So what's the Chomer of both of them? Well, the Chomer of both of them is that the Chat is eaten a day, a night, and a day. I'm sorry, stop. A Shlomim is eaten a day, a night, and a day. And a Chat is eaten a day and a night. Now, it's day two of the Shlomim. It touches the Chat. So it doesn't get a het to eat at night time. It still has the chumrah of a shlomim that's only eaten until shkia. So it has the chumrah of both of them. And Yom Sheni, it ends up getting the chumrah, keeping the chumrah of the shlomim. Yom Rishon, it gets the chumrah of the chatas. Yom Sheni noga b'chatas, l'teuchel l'chatas, ki yimad alayla. Now, we have to start with Isser Ari. Going, Shenidruk Shuman Bein Zulazu. There is some of the fat of one went to the other. The Tom Kicker Lo Yitzruch. You can't. It's not teaching me Tom Kicker. The Gra Yafina Megulim of the Chum Kol Yisur Shematar. We already learned out from the din of Hagola to Kol Tarkula that there's a din of Tom Kicker. Okay, he's not teaching me that, but I may be teaching me. The Kazai the Achilles Pras to the Holy Tzukra the Holy Shuri Isurim Halach LaMashem Sinai. Maybe teaching me the extra pasuk teaching me that even though the Kazai is spread out. And you can't eat it b'bas achas. He has to eat it over a period of time. There's a time frame of eating a kazayas. Maybe that's the limud. No, that's not. That goes into the dinim of shurim, and shurim are halacha mashem sinai. Now, in general, we don't have a kasha. I have a pasuk. What do you need the pasuk for? I have a halacha of Moshe Sinai. The Torah wanted to write it more explicitly that a halacha of Moshe Sinai. But the Rosh is saying that if we already know that Shurim are part of a halacha of Moshe Sinai, then why do I have to do a halacha of Moshe Sinai if I have a pasuk for it? The Torah, for whatever reason, left this whole area of discussion of Shiurim into Halacha Moshe Sinai, and not to be explicit. So I assume it's not the puzzle not coming for that either. Okay. Now, is that the Rosh? I have a question. So you're saying, okay, the pasuk is can't be teaching me Tom Kaker because I already know that. So teaching me how to be Tarv Lisser, which theoretically I already know that also. Well, because now it's an extra pasuk to teach me a Malamdin. So maybe say that same conversation by Tom Kaker. Say I have Gulei and Nochrim and Katus teaching me Tom Kaker twice, and now we don't learn everywhere else Tom Kaker. Why are we saying no Tom Kaker? We have one pasuk, and that's everywhere. And this is not teaching me Tom Kaker. So teaching me Hatham Tavlis, which is also theoretically already known. Well, that's an extra pasuk to tell me here and nowhere else. Why do we do that to Hatham Tavlis and not Tom Kaker? We teach the called Nukma Latam Kaker. Make assumption A that the pasuk is from Tom Kaker, and then say, well, two pasuk from Tom Kaker must be Emel Abdin. And then, we'll say, "V'yichat is Guli of the Chama makes Umam Kechur." That there's no din of Tom Kaker. Okay, so then what happens now? But Nazir is Hetem Itzarf Liyaser, and Nazir will teach Hetem Itzarf Liyaser somewhere else. So it comes out we say that Hetem Itzarf Liyaser is universal, and Tom Kaker is not. The exact opposite of what we're doing now. How do we know? And we have to be starved for the Yisr. Had to be starved for Nailim, Holy Yisr, and Minozer. Venerally, is that the Rosh? You're right. I have the options are, I have one thing which is going to, I have three psukim. And I'm going to make one of them a universal limud. And the other one, a limited halacha applied to the only two places, and I can go either way. But if I go either way, Swara kicks in. The Kiva and the Shadabra Shakal, the both approaches are totally equal. Mistabra Tfei Lesser Tom Kaker, Mehatsu Mistabra Yisr. So we said before that Tom Kaker is the more logical of the two. So I would assume that the pasuk's point is Tom Kaker before, and Tom Kaker is going to be a universal halacha rather than saying Hetem Yisrael Yisr is a universal halacha. Mechain Liel, and that's what we said before. The more Esther Kurt, Rekiba, how do you know Tom Kaker? So what's that question? Maybe Rekiba doesn't hold a Tom Kaker. Right? So how the more know, the more says that Rekiba holds a Tom Kaker, the more is asking the question. The more says, how do Rekiba hold a Tom Kaker? You're making an assumption that he holds Tom Kaker. Why are you assuming that? Rekiba never said it. He didn't discuss that. So why are you assuming that? Because I have a pasuk of Mishras by Nozer. And Rekiba says, teaching me Hetem Itzarf Liyaser. Why did he say that? Maybe teach me Tom Kaker. And if I have only one thing to teach from the pasuk, I'm going to assume the more logical one. And the more logical one is Tom Kaker. See, if Rabbi Kiva has a different pasuk for Tom Kaker, I say, okay, listen, I have no choice. I already know Tom Kaker. So must be, Nazir has to be a star, please. But if I have no other pasuk, I only have one pasuk, and I have two choices how to learn it, Tom Kaker is the more logical one. That's why the more assumed that Rabbi Kiva is learning the less logical one, he has a reason. What's his reason? Because Tom Kaker is already known. So you see again that the more is assuming that if I have a choice between the two limudim, I'm going to learn Tom Kaker rather than Hetem Yisrael Liyaser. The law of the Shemin and Rabbi Kiva, Miwakamacha, Tom Kaker, Abimimimimimimimimim Mishras, Tom Kaker, but loy the Hetem Yisrael Liyaser. So we see the same thought process before as well. Now, Rabban and Tebegle, they had to be started for Yisrael and Mechatos. The two loy have a base of Kechot. The Chamim don't have Nozer teaching me. Had to be started for Yisr, so it's only by Chatas, and we're not from Chatas, everywhere else. That had to be started for Yisr. Now, the Rosh says, Uvisvorim, Hayikasuv, There was a girsa in the Gemara, the Rabbanan Lenotzen Tam Lifgam Hudos. That's the quote of the phrase. The Russians, V'yefshar L'yashar, I can't explain what that girsa correctly. There's no way to make it fit. So the girsa which they had in the Gemara, the Rabbanan is saying that by Chaatas, the teaching we know the time of God, not had to be started for the Yisr. The Rosh says that's not true. Lo mitzino shenetsa time lifgam bekotchim. That's not true. That time lifgam is also by kotchim. The Rinner is walking paratime chatas. Call your nasa giol lechaveiro. I'm the time lifgam shor bekotchim. As they use the pot, they meet a rice unless the time lifgam is water. So, as they use the pot, by the Korban Shlomim, to Mechat, the Torah says you have a problem that you have a flavor in the wall of the pot which became osir, became noiser. Now, by Shlomim, it doesn't become noiser because you eat it in a day and night and a day. So, the Torah does not require you to kasher out the keli. But why not? So on Yom Rishon they shef the shlomim and they cook it in the pot. So now it has the flavor of Yom Rishon shlomim in it. Now on Yom Shlishi I use that same pot. I say, one second, got a problem. There's Yom Rishon flavor in there. So more says no, because on Yom Sheni you use the pot, and any flavor which is there from Yom Rishon is kashered with the flavor that Yom Sheni going in. So each day acts as a hagola for the previous day. So when I get to Yom Shlishi, I say no problem because I used the pot of Yom Sheni. It kashered out when the flavor was still not iser, but it was pogum already. So that flavor was taken out of the walls and replaced with a new flavor, which in Yom Shlishi is still mutter. Because it's a shlomim pot. So what does it mean that it takes the flavor out? So we discussed before that the way Hagolah works is you take the flavor out, but it goes back in, but it's going back in pogum. And of time which goes in pogum, not only is it mutter mitarais, it's mutter even mitarabonah, the time which goes in pogum. But if a tam, if there's no din of nosin tam, if it doesn't, if gam is also by kachim, we didn't solve any problems. The flavor goes out, the flavor goes back in, and tam pogam is also. So the heter of gil the chaver assumes that nosin tam the gam is mutter by kachim. So that's a girsa which the rush of that girsa would not be correct. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up the end of the rush tomorrow.